Call the Township of McKellar regular meeting of council for May the 19th, 2026 to order. Start with the roll call.
Counselor Morley Haskell.
Counselor Debbie Zumbach.
Counselor Nick Rodden.
Counselor Mike Heckinen.
Clerk Administrator Carly Britton.
Public Works Superintendent Thomas Stolman.
Bylaw Enforcement Officer Chris Kozolke.
Deputy Clerk Mary Smith.
Mayor David Moore. Any declarations of pecuniary or personal interest in the general nature thereof? Hearing none. I have resolution 26-207, moved by Counselor Zulak, second by Counselor Haskell. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby approved the agenda for this regular meeting of council as circulated. Any discussion of that? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. In the spirit of reconciliation and cooperation, we wish to acknowledge that the land on which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Its boundaries fall within the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850 and the Williams Treaty of 1923. We are grateful to live here. We thank all the generations of people who have taken care of this land for thousands of years. To honor the suffering of Indigenous people and the love and wisdom they have carried for thousands of years, we pledge to work in community and harmony with each other and the environment we inhabit and work towards truth and reconciliation. To item 15.1, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Keckinen, be it resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby approved the minutes of the May 5th, 2026 regular meeting of Council as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Item 17.1, resolution 26-209, moved by Councilor Haskell, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the Township of McKellar Historical Committee meeting minutes for April the 1st, 2026, for information purposes. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. To 17.2, resolution 26-210, moved by Councilor Keckinen, second by Councilor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the District of Prairie Sound West Board of Management, Belvedere Heights, meeting minutes for March the 25th, 2026, for information purposes. Any discussion of those minutes? Hearing none, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Item 17.3, resolution 26-211, moved by Councilman Zulak, seconded by Councilor Haskam. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the North Bay Prairie Sound District Health Unit highlights from the April 26 Medical Officer of Health report to the Board of Health, April the 22nd, 2026, for information purposes. Any discussion? All the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Item 18.1, resolution 26-212, moved by Councilor Ryland, seconded by Councilor Keckin. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive report PW-2026-02. And further, the Council does hereby award tender 2026-10 micro seal 0.8 kilometers of in-road and 2.6 kilometers of Lindsay Lane to Duncorp Enterprises, bid amount $79,393 plus HST of $10,318.49 for total bid of $89,691.49. Discussion? Councilor Zulak.
Yeah, Tom, was that slurry sealed or before previously?
No, that on in-road?
Yeah.
There's a section that they did a couple of years ago that is still just bare double surface treatment. I think everybody can hear me okay. So yeah, it's to protect it and make it last longer. It's been working well for us in the past.
Okay. I was just curious because we had discussion before about the microseal not adhering to the slurry. So
yeah.
I was wondering.
And I've done more homework on that, and I'm assured that it is the way to go.
With the micro?
With the micro,
okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Thanks. Any further discussion on that topic that Tom can help with or answer? You had mentioned about going beyond, I know this is the 0.8 for in-road, but possibility of doing further?
Yeah, the price came in, really worth quite a bit on the budget, like $40,000, and there's enough money there to do the whole road instead of just 0.8 kilometers. We could do right to the turnaround, and it would improve that neighborhood drastically, potentially make the rest of that surface treatment in there into the turnaround last longer. It's what, you know, Miller has been telling us for the last couple of years. We had some education from them, and it might be a good opportunity to try that. Like, so we're not piecemealing it this time. We're going to do the whole road. 0.8 is required for its longevity, and the balance of it could be an experiment to see, like, how long will this last on an old surface treated road. The money's there in the budget. I think it's a good opportunity to try it. If it's going to work anywhere, it'll work there, because it's a fairly low volume road, fairly high profile road, with all the golfers and everybody going in there. So.
And this is an adjustment you would make with the successful applicant if this carries Duncorp?
Yeah, if this carries, then I would negotiate with Duncorp to see how much more they could do. Like, well, they're already mobilized, but that's a big part of the cost, so I'm sure they'd be willing to do more.
And is this priced out per unit sort of thing, or is it?
It's priced per square meter, yeah.
Okay.
So
the price shouldn't change any?
It shouldn't change to do more, no.
Okay. Any further discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Item 18.2, resolution 26-213, moved by Councillor Haskam, seconded by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the report from RHH Engineering. And further, the Council does hereby award tender 2026-01, reconstruction of Herdville Road to Weeks Construction, bid amount $1,016,321.45. plus HST of $132,121.79 for total bid of $1,148,443.24 on recommendation from RHH Engineering. Discussion? Now I don't, oh, Councilor Keckner.
It's
quite a spread in the tender amounts that came in from the high bid to the low bid.
Yeah, the high bid's an anomaly. The low bid is within a few thousand dollars of our engineer's estimate, so I know the engineer was quite happy with the bid. And we noticed that the price of fuel didn't affect the contract as much as we had anticipated. I know we were all worried about it.
It'll be great to see that section of road finished, because it has deteriorated quite a bit over the last year or so as well. Councilor Ryan?
How much did we pay for the other portion of Perkville last year?
I don't know off the top of my head. I don't.
It's a Roshan question.
Yeah, it's a Roshan question. But it brings us, we're under budget.
Yeah.
So, we haven't finalized the tender for paving yet, which is another part of it. So.
Okay.
But we're doing our homework on that now.
Do we have roughly a start date? People probably want to know that. When it's actually going to begin?
I haven't spoken to the contractor yet, because this isn't passed,
right,
of course. But as soon as the legal documents are signed, I mean, they could start. I don't know about their scheduling. There is a schedule set out in the tender on timelines of when things have to be done. So,
right.
The sooner it gets started, the better.
Yes, I noticed. I think it does give an end date when they have to be finished by, so that the paving can be done. But I'm sure it really set a start date. So.
I know Mr. Hughes anticipates as soon as the contract's signed.
Right.
He expects them to start.
Okay. And they would do the same sort of thing, the signage and everything, and lights if necessary?
Yeah, it won't involve us very much. It might involve my time, just a little bit of supervision and inspection, but it won't take our staff's time.
And there'll always be traffic allowed through?
Always. Traffic will always be maintained.
Any further discussion on this? All the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And item 18.3, resolution 26-214, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Ryan. We resolve the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received report FD-2026-03, month-end status updates for March and April 2026 from Fire Chief Robert Morrison for information purposes. Discussion? Councillor Haskin.
Yeah, just yes, great report. I'd just like to ask, is Rob around? I sent him an email a few days ago and he didn't reply. I just wonder whether it would have went to a junk folder or something.
I can let him know that you're trying to get a hold of him.
Yeah, okay, that'd be great. Thanks.
Any further discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Item 18.4, resolution 26-215, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Haskell. It resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive report bylaw 2026-01, bylaw enforcement activities report October 2025 to April 2026 from bylaw enforcement officer Chris Kasulke for information purposes. Discussion? And we have Chris right here, so whether you want to speak to him, you don't have to read it all to us. But.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Are there any questions from council? Councilor Kekkonen?
Thank you for the report. Great to see you. It's nice and thorough. Just don't want to put you on the spot, but just looking at the unfinished business, there's a couple items on there, bylaw items, one being the dog bylaw, which has been on there since March 2023.
Right, and it the feedback that I've been getting consistently is there isn't really a big appetite to implement a dog bylaw in the area, so unless that is incorrect information, it seems like, I think, unless you're referring to the DOLA enforcement angle of it?
No, just trying to, because I think at some point we want to ensure that everything that's on the unfinished business list gets dealt with and can come off of the list, so just...
I actually don't have that all with me right now, so I don't want to make an unintelligent response, but I can have a closer look at it and give you some direct feedback.
Okay, great. Yeah. And then there was the other item on there with regards to the parking bylaw, and so it's on the unfinished item list as well, so just something...
Just as a bylaw that needs to be reviewed, you mean?
Yes, correct.
Right, yeah, okay. Again, you know, last year was more about me kind of getting my footing and figuring out, okay, where do we have parking issues? And I think that there are some certainly around the market days with P-parking, Lakeside and so forth. So I think I will have a better understanding after maybe one more long weekend where I can kind of get a good grip on where the pain points are and then make a recommendation.
Okay, thank you so much.
Councilor Zulin.
Just in December, where it has about the car parked on roadway during snow bans, both to their B&B renters and vehicle was moved.
Mm-hmm.
So regard not more or less for about this parking on the vehicle, but about the Airbnb, did you have a note of who those people are that are renting that place?
I do not have a record of the individuals that are renting it, no.
Not the,
because
I mean the owners.
Or you mean the owner?
Yeah.
Well, I know what the address is.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, we know that there are multiple short-term rentals in the area.
No, I know.
So
what I'm going after is, so that is prohibited right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering if you're notifying them when something occurs like that, you know.
Well,
that
again, and the direction that I've received is pretty much that the costs involved with going after all the short-term rentals would not be something that the municipality can sustain because there are so many. So again, if that is something that council now wants to pursue, I think that's a much bigger conversation that needs to be had. Because as I understand it, there was one case that was taken all the way into the courts. It hung out there for a few years, and then council abandoned it because it was just going to drag on and chew through too much taxpayer money. Again, unless I have that information incorrect, but that is sort of what was communicated to me when I took over. So again, very low appetite to really pursue people that are going against it. What I do with people when they call in, because I do get quite a few inquiries from people saying, hey, I'm looking at a college and I want to know whether I'm going to be allowed to rent it out, and I absolutely inform them that it is against the zoning bylaws. You are not allowed to do so. And then they ask me about enforcement, and I kind of skirt around that a little bit, to be honest. But I do tell them that whatever is not in place now could be in place anytime. It is always something that gets revisited by council, and at some point they may actually implement a good bylaw that gives more direction. So bear that in mind before you invest in a property, because things could change.
Yeah,
that's kind of how I deal with those inquiries.
That's what I was recalling. Was
mm-hmm.
I remember you speaking about, you know, speaking to people, telling them that, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
against
yeah.
our stuff. So
yeah.
I
now,
just
in this particular case, it is not that I reached out to the owners.
Right.
It was more about, hey, your car's parked out here and you're just renting.
Yeah.
You probably don't know. But you'll need to move it, and they did. So I did not follow up on the short-term rental with the owners in that case.
No.
Yeah.
I just remembered
yeah.
you saying about, you
mm-hmm.
know, you spoke to the owners before and let them know, you know, that it's not, you know, our policy and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. So just one other. Are pit bulls illegal?
Well, that goes back to, first of all, in this case, these were both, I assume, from the same person. The verbiage was kind of similar, but they were completely anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't take action on anonymous complaints.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing really concrete that these dogs are doing something in particular. But, again, when it comes to pit bulls, now we're dealing with the Dog Owner Liability Act. And we're back to the same thing I said last year, which is, I don't have the training to deal with dangerous dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole other thing. And also the enforcement authority over DOLA. And I've done more research over the winter months, and I keep coming back to the same place. Currently, the only authority I have to enforce are actual bylaws that are in place by this council. I do not have authority to enforce anything under the Provincial Offenses Act, because there's no specific bylaw that actually separately states that she's also going to have authority to enforce the provincial standards. So I'm kind of hogtied there. There's really nothing that I would be able to do there, even if it was not an anonymous complaint, I guess is what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. And the whole question around pit bulls, are they illegal? That is, I would literally have to do, you know, 20 hours of research on that. Because it depends on, first of all, they can get DNA testing done. Secondly, do they look like one? So, you know, even if they just look like one, that can be an issue. So it goes...
Yeah, it just, because it said illegal pit bulls. That's why,
that's
why I'm questioning it, that's all.
Sure, sure. And but that's just how it was phrased by the anonymous complainant.
Okay.
Yeah, not by me. That's how it was delivered to me, the message. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, one of the problems with it, and the whole of it, I guess, with the dog bylaw, too, is the actual location of a kennel or someplace we can actually take them. And that's always been a stumbling block. So until that's resolved, I don't think this council, anyway, will be looking at a dog bylaw. Yes?
So maybe when we come to that on the agenda, we could address it and remove it if everyone's in favor of having it on there. I mean, you know, having it removed, the dog licensing
from the list,
and stuff,
yes.
Yeah, have it taken off when we come to that. And then if it is, then we can just inform Chris that she doesn't need to
delve
into it anymore.
As council is willing to not pursue it any further,
yeah.
I mean, not to investigate, you know, with a very sound or someone locally perhaps who would take these. Because I know our previous bylaw enforcement, they actually picked up dogs, I think, and transported them. So whether they should or not. Councillor Haskin, you had your hand up earlier, and then Councillor Keck.
Yeah, a couple of things. One being, I believe that there's been complaints off and on the south end of the township about maybe two dogs running out on the road and irritating people. I don't know if that's one of the ones in your report here.
Two dogs at the same address?
Yes.
That has not come across my radar.
Oh, is that right, eh?
No, these have all so far been single dogs.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's kind of good news, and maybe it's not happening in the last year. At least the last year. I know it was happening a lot a couple of years ago where the two dogs, larger dogs, would run out on the road if somebody was walking by or on their bike kind of thing. And I was getting concerns from people that they felt really threatened by it. But if it hasn't happened in the last year, that's wonderful.
Well, you mentioned the south end of the township, but can you give me a...
Yeah, Blackwater Road?
No.
Okay, that's wonderful then. Okay, then believe the owner's
no
finally.
No news is good news, right?
Yeah, that's right.
No one's complaining. See that the dogs are contained well.
Yeah, that's great. Another thing is cottage rentals. Is there basically like a handful that maybe you get calls to, kind of thing?
Honestly, last year I believe it was two, and one of them I was able to work with. You know, the complaints were legitimate. There was definitely some unruly clientele that he was bringing in. But he was more than happy to work with me to, you know, I got him to mark the trees between the property lines so that his renters would know exactly how far they can go, because that was one of the issues that the renters were trespassing into the neighbor's property, and that seems to have helped. And he's got more garbage cans out now, and you know, so that there isn't all that garbage down on the waterfront. And so he worked really well with me to just kind of implement a few little changes, and I haven't had any other complaints, and I believe I finished up with him. I want to say, I don't have that in front of me either, but it would have been in late July, early August, so there was plenty of summer left for there to be further complaints had there been anything really egregious. So I feel like that's calmed down. I may touch base with him this year just sort of as a proactive, hey, you know, do you still have all the same messaging going out to your renters when they come back? Just so that we can circumvent that a little bit. So he was very cooperative. And the other one, I think that was a one-time incident.
Right. Well, that's wonderful news also. I just, because education, obviously you've educated those couple of locations and it helps a lot. So I just want, and I know it's been brought up before, like, do we educate renters? But at the same time, can you educate people that have a illegal use?
Exactly. It puts us in a really kind of a rock and a hard place situation.
Yeah, because it'd be nice to have a list for,
this
is, you know, what you got to do as far as disposing of your garbage and that. And we touched on it there earlier. If we could do that, that'd be wonderful. But if we don't think we can, well, then just verbal education seems to be working. So
I agree. And speaking about education, I did mention in my report that I did put out a couple of bulletins last year about snow, you know, get out of the way of the plows, don't park, don't put snow on the road, that sort of thing. I don't know how that works. You know, I guess over time we'll see, because I'm going to do more of that. But I will also sprinkle, I was just talking to Carly about that earlier as well. There's a few other little bulletins that I want to put out on the Facebook page and just kind of to sort of remind people that, hey, we're back into the cottage season. Here's some things to remember to be good neighbors. And I just want to kind of, once I get them all approved, then I can just start sprinkling them throughout the season just to keep people reminded of some sort of those heavy hitters that come to the bylaw office. And hopefully that will, again, goes back to educating people that, yeah, in the city, because this is what I got a lot last year. It's like, well, I thought it was fine out here to be noisy. It's cottage country, or it's okay until 11. No, it's 24/7, and just because you're out in the country doesn't mean it's a free for all. So I think just reminding people will be helpful.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. I'm not sure about saying something about short term rentals at all, because that's aiding and abetting an illegal use. So maybe we shouldn't even touch that subject. Like you're saying, make a list of things you have to do, but that's really iffy, I think.
That's right. Yeah,
the approach I take, like with that one short-term rental where I work quite a bit with him to kind of improve things, I basically said, like, you know you're not allowed to do this, but your tenants still have to obey the same rules a resident does, so here's
right.
what you need to do. So that's kind of how I try to wiggle my way through that. But yeah, it's like I say, it's a bit of a... You know, if it's illegal, then how can we tell them how to do it right?
Right.
So it's a bit of a conundrum for sure. Yeah.
Councillor Peckman?
Yeah, so with the dog bylaw, so I think part of it that got it sort of moving forward was that the OPP wanted to ensure that each municipality had an impound center for any dogs when they would attend a scene where the dog had to be placed someplace for reasons of whatever is transpiring at the situation that they're attending.
Mm-hmm.
And so the township did reach out to the impound center in Perry Sound, and there was just basically no response. There was multiple attempts, months, like just ongoing attempts to try to receive some type of response of what it would cost the township and what it would... how we would join, because originally there was multiple municipalities that had paid into the impound center, and now we're sort of joining late into the game. And so anyways, I think that's what happens. We hit a major roadblock and nothing moved forward, and that's why it's been sitting there for...
I could certainly give it a shot and see if I can get anywhere with these folks, but I will say from talking to my colleagues and the networking group that I have with all the various bylaw officers in the area, that is a common problem, not that the non-responsive part, but even if they're set up with an impound center, oftentimes it's, do you have room for a dog? No, I don't. So you can't catch the dog, even if you're capable, because you're not going to keep it in the truck, you're not going to take it home, right? So they oftentimes just say, yeah, we just don't have room for it right now. Can you try again tomorrow? We might have room in 3 days. So that is a stumbling block they quite often run into as well. So it limits what we can do, even if we had something set up officially that, yes, we're going to start retrieving dogs that are out in the road.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. But if you want, I can certainly reach out to the impound center and see where I can get with it. I mean,
do you recall that...
I believe the town wanted the township to pay a large capital cost to be a part of the pound. I don't think there was a non-responsive issue. I believe it was that the cost was too high for us to join the pound because we weren't initially part of the agreement, but they wanted us to pay some capital costs because they had renovations to the impound coming up.
Okay.
And we never got that number, like what it would cost. So that was on multiple attempts of trying to determine what that would be. There was never any reply of how much that contribution would have to be. So.
And I guess that goes in line with if we were to install an actual bylaw and licensing, now you're at least you would be getting revenue if people are going to license their dogs at whatever for a yearly or lifetime. That's how we handle it over in Whitestone, but. So that would maybe offset some of that cost, but I wasn't involved in that, so I don't know what that cost was.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the licensing, we used to have that years back. You mentioned Whitestone. Do you know what they do for impounds? Or
Oh, no, again, they're not set up either.
No.
So it's they have a bylaw, but again, there's no authority to enforce DOLA. And so really all I can do is just basically try mediation. So far, so good. You know, so I just go in and try and educate people that, you know, these dogs, you might not think he's scary, but to someone else down the road, they look like Cujo. And so, you know, I just try to work with people, and so far it's worked out all right. So.
Okay, any further questions, Council? Okay, very detailed, good. Thanks very much
for
coming tonight and keeping the...
I'll hang out for a bit.
Keeping us up to date, that's good.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Item 18.5, Resolution 26-216, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the accounts payable preliminary check run report for April 2026 from Treasurer Roshan Cantia for information purposes. Any discussion?
Page 6, there's a bit in the middle here for an deficit relative to managed taxes 2026 interim run. Is that, I'm not clear on what that is, but I mean, I'm sure for Roshan it makes sense, but.
It's with the taxes. So when we put out the interim tax run, that's
okay.
What it costs.
Okay.
For us to.
Okay, well, that's
yep.
that's kind of the answer I expected,
yep.
But I wasn't sure, and I thought I should ask, so thank you.
Any other questions? Councilor Pegner?
So on page 19, general government data fix, election expenses, election software, is that with IntelliVote or
no.
The new company that's...
DataFix is a voters list management software, so the township's been using it for the last few elections. I'm going to review it this election because now with the voters list changing from MPAC to Elections Ontario, I don't see the need for DataFix going forward, but a contract was signed prior to 2026 for DataFix to have the contract for McKellar for the 2026 election. It was signed back in 2022, I believe. So we had to follow through with this contract, but I'm reviewing it this election period to see if it's necessary for the 2030 election.
Okay, thank you.
Councilor Hasman?
Yeah, on page 10 of 21. Tom, maybe I'll answer this. $400 expenditure on the skating rink from Canadian Tire. $400. Skating rink maintenance?
I believe that's for bird control.
Oh, okay.
And we still have the, what, three boards up there?
Yep.
They're the ones that we're replacing?
We hope they're done breaking glass now and we'll get them replaced.
Okay. Other questions? No? One, I don't know whether it can be answered here, but on page 5, it's actually repeated to another one that seems to, I think. It's under the heading Allowance for Doubtful Accounts,
mm-hmm.
And then it's overpayment of property taxes. That's happened a couple of times. I'm just wondering how that could happen.
It happens quite often.
Oh.
Some people change. I think this one, someone thought they needed to pay the property tax bill, but they sold the property. So things happen all the time. People pay their taxes too much. So we ask them if they would like a credit on their account or if we'd reissue, if we cut them a check for the credit. So it happens quite frequently.
So it's not a reassessment or
no.
Questioning?
No.
Okay.
It's interesting to call it allowance for doubtful accounts. That part I didn't understand, and I don't even now. I mean, other than It's a GL that he booked it to, but yeah.
Page 7, we have Chris here, that's good. At the bottom, talks about nothing, but the bylaw phone case, that's fine. I'm just wondering, do we have a camera that you carry? Do you actually have a... You don't? Because the township has one, and I'm just wondering if that's been enforced or...
I use my mobile camera for anything that I need to document visually.
But I'm just thinking...
For the body cam?
Body cam.
No, that hasn't been used.
So we do have one, but she's not using it?
I'm not sure where it is. We'll have to look at it.
I know where it is, and the answer is you'll look into the legal implications of it.
It's with my parking pass.
Right.
Or my dump.
There's privacy laws now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
So
yeah.
You should do a little research on that,
right.
And I'll give you the camera, and you decide whether you want to wear it or not.
Sounds good.
Well, just an hour. Previous.
Yeah.
The second two, I guess the second one, Gary Joyce used to wear one.
Yeah.
And I don't recall any court cases, but there may have been some.
Case
so.
Law changes as well fairly quickly,
right.
And we get advice first from our solicitor, so things change fairly
okay.
frequently.
Yeah, and I can see where there are times where it might be good to have one, depending on what kind of people I'm dealing with. But so far, honestly, I have not felt that. I was like, oh, I wish I had one. But yeah, I'll take a peek at the current laws around
yeah.
that and see what's up.
I can tell you what the OPP does.
Can they hear Tom and Tom?
I'll get
sorry.
It. I can tell you what the OPP does, just so that's how I looked at it when I was the bylaw officer for a short time. You have to save all that data for a very long period of time, because under Freedom of Information, anyone can request it. So she could just walk through somebody's yard, they're not involved in the incident, and if 5 years from now they want that footage, we have to give it to them. It's costing the OPP millions of dollars for their officers to wear body cams. Millions.
Mm-hmm.
But they still do.
They still do, but they got a lot more money than the township of McKellar.
Right, no, I agree. I'm just wondering if
and there's a bigger safety issue with the OPP.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if the question ever came up, what actually did happen. It's you know, he said, she said, sort of thing, and then you've got some visual evidence.
Yeah, like I say, I'll get the
yeah,
camera for you, and you can do a little research on it.
Yep, I'll do some. As far as storage goes, it's not like there's 20 of us; there's just me. So it wouldn't be a large volume
yeah.
of storage that would be required. So, but there may be some other reasons. I know we're once party state in Canada, so I can record someone and not get their permission. I don't know if that's different for when you're in an official capacity, but I know, generally speaking, I can record anyone. You know, if I have a personal issue with them, I can record them and not have to declare it, but I could use it as evidence. I know that for a fact. So, but again, maybe that's different if you're in an official capacity. So I'll look into it, and I've made a note, so I'll look into it and see if it's something that, I mean, even if I just have it as a backup, in case I feel like I need it, it can't hurt. I'll get back to you.
Okay. Other questions on the items, the accounts? Councilor Kekin.
So the this is page 13 of 21, general government, Wi-Fi for Public Works Garage. So is that with Spectrum Group?
No, it's with Vianet. We were with Explore, but they told us we are no longer able to be a customer of theirs because their tower was full. So we had to look at other alternatives. So we were with Vianet for the Public Works Garage.
Yeah, they canceled the service to our area. They gave us a few weeks' notice. We switched service providers.
Okay, and so is that working out?
It's great.
Okay.
Yeah, it's way better than the old service. Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Can people hear Tom?
No,
I'll keep getting it.
Well, I'm just wondering, you must put the microphone down. I know it's picked up on our tape, but anybody listening live?
Yeah.
Okay, no further discussion. I'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. On to item 18.7. 6.6, resolution 26-217, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the report PW-2026-03, and the Council authorizes the Public Works Superintendent to proceed with repairs to the 2002 John Deere backhoe, and further, the Council declares the 2019 Cat backhoe surplus to the Township's needs in as-is condition with no further repairs to be completed, and authorize the unit to be sold through Gov Deals. Discussion? Now, Tom's here, so he can walk us through the reasoning behind this. We've got it in the report, but if there are any questions for him, I guess the biggest question is, why are you keeping a 2002 and getting rid of a 2019? Newer, not necessarily better?
Because of the work it's going to do and the environment it's going to live in, it's the older, simpler machine can handle that much easier than the newer machine. It's got DEF fluid in it, diesel exhaust fluid, which freezes, so it should be kept inside. If it isn't warmed up properly, it can cause damage to the engine. There's something significantly wrong with that backhoe. We've had it out for diagnosis, and there could be multiple things wrong with it. So estimates are in excess of $50,000 to fix it. So my point is, in the future, if we need to repair the 2002, it's a simple machine. It's a diesel motor with hydraulic pumps. Very little electronics on that year. So easily fixed. That's the advice from our mechanic. I mean, it doesn't reflect that in the bill we have to pay now to get the front axle fixed. But it is an unusual problem that does not normally happen. So we need to get rid of one of the backhoes and fix one of them. And my suggestion is to get rid of the 2019 Cat. And if there's any questions that aren't clear for you guys, I'm here to answer them. But I don't know how to explain it because it is an unusual ask.
And are you going to be the point person for sales? Because just what you said there, is anybody going to actually buy it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's still worth quite a bit of money. Like, you know, we just bought one. They're worth $230,000.
Okay.
You know, and that's why my suggestion is we don't have two that we're kicking around anymore. Because it's probably cheaper to rent one for the busiest time of the year than own two. And I wouldn't want to take the risk in fixing the one we have, so we own two, because I'm not sure what's wrong with it. We do need one at the dump. It doesn't work that hard at the dump. It's packing down the garbage in the bins. And that 2002 John Deere is suited to do that, and will probably last us many years.
Okay, any other questions from council? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Before you get away, maybe you're going to stay for me, that's fine. There was one thing on the report about Hardy's Road, and I'm just wondering, I guess, well, we haven't seen the RFP yet, but why an August start date? And does Bob know anything about that? It seems a little late. And if it is going to be an August start date, then what's going to be done with the road? What is your plan until then? That's two more months.
I was hoping for a sooner start date. Carly may have gotten that start date from Bob.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why, because the intent is for it to run concurrently with Hardy's Road, because we figure we'll get a more competitive price. I know my conversations with Bob, and I haven't talked to him now that it's close to the time putting the tender out, he was hoping to do the surface treatment in August, because it's better done when the weather is hot. So the construction would be done in July. Was the theory. So I'm not sure. I can't answer that question. I don't know if he's changed his mind.
And we haven't received the tender as of yet. We're supposed to receive it this week, so he may, from when that report was drafted to now, have changed again. The dates have been going back and forth. So.
Well, obviously, the sooner the better, but I'm just saying, in the interim, if it is a couple more months, what plan is there to...
We're doing the best we can.
Okay.
let's put it that way. Like the complaints keep coming in. I find that if I drive the speed limit and we've got some sand or gravel in those holes because the surface is falling apart, that it's not that bad. You know, I get complaints. You find, sounds like that you can't even drive through it, but I go up with a one-ton truck, which is very rough to ride in, and it's not that bad. It needs to be fixed, but it's not that bad.
Our engineer would also comment the same, because I know he's been on Hardy's Road to do the tender, and when I've gotten calls to say that Hardy Road is really bad, I call Bob and I said, hey, what's the condition of it right now? Do we need to send up public works? And he said, no, it's fine.
Okay, that's all. All depends, I guess. And
well, the thing is, you can't drive 80 kilometers an hour.
No.
It's very rough and very dangerous, but the speed limit is 50 or 60.
And that was his comment as well.
I think all we need is some assurance that you are checking it on a regular basis.
Daily.
Okay.
Daily. And this has been going on for a year. Like, this should have been reconstructed last year. And it's a lot of work and a lot of money. And people don't understand that we are out there. I don't need that phone call three times a day to tell me there's a pothole on Hardy's Road. We know it's there, and we do our best to keep them fixed.
Okay. Councilor Keckner?
Was there some discussion about having the surface grinding done on Herdville Road and Hardy's Road approximately at the same time?
Well, that's what the engineer and I have talked about, that if he gets this tender out, and he's done a very good job, and you know his pace, a very good job of getting this ready for tender. It's ready for tender now. He was looking for an answer on the dump site, and I have that answer for him now. So we can put it out as soon as this meeting's over. It'll go out this week. So that was the intent, was you can sort of piggyback on the Herdville Road, because when the pulverizer has come all the way from Toronto to pulverize that road, then we can do two roads and we're going to get a better price.
Councillor Hassan?
Yeah, that's a good point Mike made, whether we go ahead and pulverize it at the same time, because I almost feel that way about the Herdville Road. You know how rough it is, that probably almost pulverizing and then grading it every so often might keep everybody happy. But that brings me, actually, that's an old subject. Thinking a new subject, especially on Hardy's Road, would be, because you have going to have so many seasonal residents coming into the area starting now, and they're going to be banging over that rough road. Would it not knock down the amount of phone calls we're going to get if we had a sign up, say, due for construction in August? What do you think that would at least inform the taxpayers?
We can try.
I think
it didn't work on Herville last year, but we can try.
Well, we don't have any signs up for the part right now that's rough.
No.
Saying that's going to be constructed. I think that would have helped a lot,
yeah.
Kind of thing. So I think especially Hardy's, I get it weekly from people in Hardy's, are you going to be doing that road? Well, I wouldn't have to keep answering these questions if a sign was there. That's just my opinion.
We can put up a sign, but I'm sure you'll still get the calls.
Okay, we'll see.
Do you have any signs, rough road ahead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you put those up?
We can.
I don't. Did you put those up before?
No.
Or just no? I just wonder, you know, maybe that would make a person think after they hit the second hole and thought, oh yeah, that said rough road. I don't know.
I think our savior is, I think a lot of people I see all the time, they're just clinging to the fact that the road will be done this year, so they're, okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to complain.
Most of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I know some of them ask the same question weekly.
Yeah.
Sometimes daily.
Yeah. Just as a reminder to make sure we haven't slipped it to the back burner or something.
Yeah, we're making sure we're on it.
Yeah, but there's going to be
there's
going to be somewhere between probably 300 to 500 people banging over that road in the next 2 to 3 months that don't have a clue in the world that road is going to be reconstructed. So that's why I'm thinking if there was a sign, okay, I'll accept that. So again, that's
well,
just my opinion.
Until we get an actual date, maybe sooner than August from Bob, then all we can put on it is soon. So we'll have to wait until we get an actual month, perhaps.
To be constructed in 2026. I think we're probably safe with that. That's something.
That's something, yeah. That's a few months away, but anyway. Okay, any further discussion on that? Anything else for Tom? Mike's still alive. Okay.
No, it's turned it off.
Okay, on to item 20.1. Resolution 26-218, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Ryan. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar has hereby received the Integrity Commissioner's Annual Report for 2025-2026 from Mary Ellen Bench for information purposes. Discussion? I guess from reading that, is that she wants to continue in that position, so the new council would have to consider that. Kept it anonymous. Anybody who's calling and asking questions. I don't know how much interaction you've had with her, but
not very much. When she has calls, if she needs to ask questions, she's in contact with me. But other than that, we're not really in contact. We will provide counselor training to the new council at the end of this year, and she'll come and do some training.
No, I think counselors do like.
So is this included in her, is there a fee for this here report, or is that included
in
her
annual return?
In her annual return,
yes.
Okay.
No, I think it's a very good report, and it's I think it's a good commentary on this council and what has happened over this term. So, and that is out in the public there. That, and I'm putting it out as a comparison, I guess, to other things that happened in the past. I think. Term has gone well.
Yes.
Okay, any further discussion? Call a question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. On to unfinished business as of May 19th, 2026. I think from that list. Councilor Kekkonen.
So the monument repairs for St. Stephen's, this is, seems like it's complete. There are two large monuments at St. Stephen's that are actually at a precarious angle. If they're close to the northwest corner. The Public Works provide a list of these monuments to Sanderson, or could they go and do an inspection and determine which ones that they would feel that need to be?
I believe initially Public Works provided a list. Sanderson could go in and you know, use their own judgment on ones that needed to be repaired. We're going to annually go look at monuments that need repair and start to fix them and not have them pile up, as we did have kind of quite a few that needed repair, so we'll do a little bit every year to keep up with them.
Okay.
No, I think it's a good question. I mean, it says here that they've finished their job, and who inspects that to see that they have been finished the way the township wants it done? So I think that's fair enough. I don't know whether it's Public Works or who
yes.
does it. But
Tom has gone in and inspected them.
Okay, so he's signed off on all of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I wasn't sure if they had finished, so I asked Tom to go into each of the cemeteries to check for me. And then one thing that we did mention as well is that it will be that he'll go in and inspect and see which ones for this year need to be done, and then we'll get a hold of Sanderson to go in and redo those ones.
Okay, well, I'll get the names off of
that'd
those
be great.
Monuments and
mm-hmm.
can get those ones done.
Okay. Anything else on the list? Councillor Zula.
So, the dog bylaw, shall we leave that on there or take it off?
I just don't know if there's much. I guess it would be something for the next council to look at and say that something has to be investigated. For this council, I don't know whether there's even time to do it with the 6 months we have left. So, council, it's a council decision whether you think something can be accomplished. Chris said she was going to look into it, so. Maybe she can still investigate further and get back to us. I hate to take it off completely, then things do get lost. If it's something you feel is important, then it should stay. But yes.
Well, I don't feel it's important, and I think it should come off. That's my opinion.
Okay. Councillor Kekkonen.
I'm wondering if we could all have the most recent correspondence. Chain of correspondence that we had received that I think think I've gone to Curious Sound by law enforcement just to refresh our memories of what, you know, what the issues were from their particular perspective.
Okay, we're divided here, so need other opinions on what we should do. Councilor Hassan?
I'd be okay with taking it off, and if something happens in the township that elevates it back up, we could put it back on. I'm either way with it. I would say it's one of those things that could be at the very bottom of the list. You know, we're not really going anywhere with it until such time as either some good information comes forward. You know, so I'm either way, whatever you guys think.
Councilor Ryland, I'm gonna put you on the spot here.
Well, I agree with Morley. I mean, I don't think we're losing anything by taking it off. I don't know. It's whatever. It's two lines in the document. And we could reconstruct it if we needed to. And certainly, I'm sure if we asked Chris, she could too. So it's. I see both sides, but I mean, it wouldn't bother me if we took it off the list. So.
Councilor Zula.
I'm more or less thinking this, like I had mentioned when she was here. Why would she have to dig into all this information and spend time doing that if we're going to take it off?
Yeah.
So that's my point. That's my point.
Go ahead, Carvick.
The last email I had from the town was they thinking the partners of the pound wouldn't be amenable to having McKellar join, so I believe that's why cost was never determined, because they didn't want to have McKellar be a partner, so that might be a big stumbling block as well.
Okay, I guess you get your erasure. It looks like it's gone. Anything else in the report? Councilor Zula.
Just the Stony Road, Dockside Drive, road studies completing, waiting 2 and 3 in favor. I'm just wondering if anything more came forward, because we had that individual here speaking about it. And said, I think it's sounded like there was a miscommunication in his eyes. Am I not correct?
Oh, about the two-thirds vote?
Yeah.
Yes, I guess it was something there, and he was putting it back on Carly, and Carly wasn't here. So
yeah,
he did say he was going to contact Carly.
Did he contact her?
No.
No way. Okay.
I am in contact with him, though, so he just hasn't brought it forward to me as of yet. But
because he was sort of given the impression that, you know, it was in council's hands now.
No. He knows it's in their hands.
Because I believe he even stated that they hadn't got the 2/3 and he wasn't sounding too positive it was going to happen kind of thing, but I believe he was quite happy to see that we passed the resolution to do the winter maintenance again. And his statements is he'd probably like to see that extended so they kind of know further in the future, and a meeting with our roads department to maybe go over any potential problem areas with us doing the winter maintenance. So I kind of think a relationship without a lot of money being exchanged is what I'm looking at. So
yes, I think you've interpreted it correctly. Yes. The other thing was you mentioned this, Councilor Zulak, on Dockside. We talked about a natural severance with the ownership of the property. Do we have new information on that? That large chunk would be a natural severance because the township roads are on three sides of it?
I haven't got any confirmation quite yet.
Okay. I think that would help us make decisions as well. Anything else on that list? Okay, for new business, one item here. It's a resolution. It's 26-219. Moved by Councilor Keckman, second by Councilor Ryland. Whereas National Public Works Week is celebrated from May 17th to May 23rd to recognize the important contributions of public works professionals who provide and maintain essential municipal infrastructure and services. And whereas the Township of McKellar recognizes and appreciates the dedication, hard work, and professionalism of its Public Works Department staff in maintaining roads, equipment, facilities, and municipal services for the safety, health, and well-being of residents and visitors, And whereas the efforts of the public works staff contribute significantly to the overall operation of the Township of McKellar throughout all seasons of the year, and whereas National Public Works Week provides an opportunity to acknowledge the valuable services performed by public works employees and to increase public awareness of the essential role they play within the community, now therefore be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby extend its sincere appreciation and gratitude to the Township of McKellar Public Works Department for their continued dedication and service to the community. Discussion? Seems apropos, being the Public Works Week recognition of what they accomplish in the townships. And this is national, is my understanding. It's actually all over North America, so it's American as well as Canadian. This will be forwarded to them so that they can realize that what they're doing is appreciated. I'm sure they hear it every day, but call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed? Carried. The other new business? Public notices, announcements, inquiries, reports by council members. The committees you've attended, Councilor Zulak.
Just for everyone, don't forget the Municipal Association meeting Friday next week.
Friday of next week, okay.
Yeah.
Just received the agenda, I think, today by email.
A lot of
good
speakers on there. Should be a good meeting. A lot of the people in attendance so far have registered.
And you have a map to Kearney?
No, but I'll get one.
I just Googled it today when I got the agenda. Just to refresh my memory, we have been there before for this meeting.
Yeah, at least once.
Yeah, the once for sure, I know.
Yeah.
Believe you and
I.
I
was there a couple of years ago from my memory. And
yeah, didn't
three,
you think it was that long ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice location over there.
Yeah.
It takes 1 hour and 15 minutes from broadband.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's shorter from McKellar, because I remember us talking about that, where you guys went around the other way, and we went down 518.
Over to 11?
Yeah, you just took 124,
right?
Yeah, down 11.
Down 11.
So, we'll
was that the new building?
There.
No,
that was a different one. Harry, maybe.
Harry.
Okay, any other committee reports? Councilor Peckham?
So this Saturday, May the 23rd, from 1 to 3, there's a spring social at St. Stephen's, and there'll be some music and light refreshments and some historical stories. It was supposed to be a barbecue as well, but there was some issues with the health unit and food preparation, so it became a spring social with music and light refreshments. So we are looking for a pump organ player.
Oh.
If anyone knows anyone
that
would like to
I'll put out some inquiries. Make sure she doesn't break her leg in the meantime. Yes.
Did you need any help, Mike, with chairs?
Yeah, we're all set up.
Yeah,
okay. Going again on Thursday and just to do a couple of last minute preps, but we went there earlier this week and got things pretty well organized.
Right on.
And a thank you for the washroom facilities, I guess.
Yeah.
That
so,
was good.
So, yes, we do have a portable outhouse there. And thank you to Carly for donating that.
Yeah.
And for Councillor Haskell for doing the transportation and pickup.
Yeah, and why did I get designated to pick the bottom side of the thing?
Okay, any other committee reports?
No, that's okay.
Consent agenda? Council Peckham.
So, actually, there was one thing that I missed under sort of new business. Just wondering if we could have maybe next council meeting an update with the most recent correspondence regarding the Herdville Bridge litigation, just the, so we can sort of just refresh our memories and see where things are at.
Okay. On to item 26. It's resolution 26-220, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Haskell. The result of the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby receive the consent agenda as presented. Anything you wish to pull from that list? Oh, Councillor Haskell.
Meeting's going to end way too soon today, so here we go. Do you know, I see a couple good motions by Perry Sound, support for guaranteed basic income. Is that at all on the municipal meeting? Do you know, Deb?
No.
Nothing to do with that, eh? Because I think that's a motion well worth supporting if it means anything. It might not hurt, maybe next meeting. And, of course, and then the 2610 is support to extend Ontario Community Infrastructure Fund. I read where this is the last year of them being committed to the municipalities, and I hate to see them. They should be increasing it, and I believe that's part of the concern here. But, yeah, look at increasing it. It's been 5 years since you came to that amount, so we got to make sure that doesn't disappear. And then I also see where something we supported, Science North Summer Camp funding update. I see it didn't go ahead, and that's not doesn't surprise me at all, because to get anything done anymore, you got to start arranging way ahead of time, and I knew her timeline was way too short. I'm just kind of curious whether she's, and we set something, money aside for that, didn't we? Yeah?
I was coming out of discretionary donations, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
We never sent a check to the town. We
oh,
were
yeah.
waiting for them to confirm that they did secure Science North, so no money's been provided to the town.
Right. Okay, and I think in our discussion, all of council sort of thought they liked that program, and I'm just wondering whether we should be in contact with Jamie to let her know that we did support it this year, and that if she wants to continue to pursue it for 2027.
She was aware that we supported it, so but I can re-communicate that to her as
okay.
well for next year.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, yeah, she would have been aware, certainly. I'm not sure about putting that on the next council, saying the next council is going to do that.
True.
That's a little iffy.
Yes, so yeah, just basically was supported
right.
this year, and
yeah.
You could approach the new council.
Right.
Even though they may be a bunch of cheap holes, who knows?
Okay, call a question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. On to item 27, question comment period related to items on the agenda. Anybody in person or online? No questions. On to item 28. Resolution 26-221, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Pekinen. The result of the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby give bylaw number 2026-28, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council of first and second reading. Further give a third reading and pass an open Council of the 19th day of May 2026. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried. Item 29, Resolution 26-222, moved by Councillor Haskell, second by Councillor Zudlar. The result of the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourned this meeting at 7:38 p.m. Meeting again on May the 27th, 2026, for a special meeting of Council or the call of the Mayor. Question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried.